Serena Williams is retiring. She's 40 years old. She's a 23-time Grand Slam winner. She's calling it a day after the US Open this year because she wants to have more kids. Now, joining us now is Belinda Cordwell, former tennis player, commentator. Hi, Belinda.
Hello.
I thought it was really interesting. What Serena said is she never wanted to choose between family and tennis, and that she doesn't think it's fair because a man wouldn't have to do the same. Has she got a point?
Well, yes and no, hasn't she? I mean, at the end of the day, the women are the ones that bear the children. And I think it's always been, you know, a real interesting debate and a dilemma for women who want to be top sports people because at a certain time in their lives, they want to choose to have children. And she makes a good point about the fact that it's difficult to do both, particularly if you're 40. So in this sense, she is choosing.
The thing about it is you can't really say it's unfair, can you? Because there's not a lot we can do about it.
Well, I personally don't think it's unfair. I mean, I think it's just the way life is. We obviously know the point she's trying to make. But the other side of the coin would be that you would look at her husband and say that she's been really fortunate to marry a man who's been really prepared to support her and her career and obviously co-raise their daughter together. So in terms of the support she's received, she's been very fortunate as well. So, I mean, I guess there's a debate on both sides of the coin.
Do you reckon she's the GOAT?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. she, you know, and this whole GOAT phenomena has been rallied around. She's certainly one of the best, but I think you look at the best in terms of more than just whether they've won Grand Slams. Obviously, Margaret Court has won 24 Grand Slams, Serena 23. But I think you look at a GOAT in the sense of how they impact the greater and wider world. And someone like Serena Williams has definitely done that as an African-American woman. She's obviously part of a family that have been so successful in tennis. And so in terms of her trailblazing, I think that she is second to none in her own sort of era and in her own way.
So, I mean, yeah, it's more than just being a tennis player. It's being a bit of an icon as well, isn't it?
It is, but I mean, if you're talking to me around the GOAT, I mean, I look at my times when I was playing, and Martina Navratilova to me was very similar to Serena Williams in different ways. She came from, you know, Czechoslovakia. She was able to sort of break through in America, and really some of the issues that she went through in order to demonstrate to the rest of us how you could take tennis to a whole new level in terms of fitness and what you ate and how you prepared to play. In my mind, she was also in that kind of category. So, you know, you could debate generations and eras and who was the best on a number of scales.
Yeah, brilliant. Belinda, thank you so much. Belinda Cordwell, former tennis player and commentator.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.